What up, and welcome back to Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And with that, let's get into it.
Front!
Trying to throw, Jones caught it. Did he get both feet down? Yes, he did! Touchdown, Atlanta!
Yeah! Great job!
Snap to Kirk, here they come. Got to get rid of it. Lob for Mooney. Caught! 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Atlanta! Fourth and one.
And Chris Davis takes it in the back of the end zone. He'll run it out to the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 45, 50, 45. There goes Davis.
Oh, my gosh.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
What up, and welcome back to another episode of Bach Fantasy Talk. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach. And I know, I'm sorry. It's been a minute. There's just been so much other stuff that I've been doing recently to where I haven't come on and do an episode. But I'm feeling good today, so I'll do an episode. It's a little quiet right now, so I'll get here and talk back to it. So I kind of get, you know, I always get people texting me, and I don't mind it. I really like talking about it, obviously. The Falcons season and how it kind of ended and how we got here. And did Fontenot get screwed? Did Raheem Morris deserve it? And here's my take on it. Raheem Morris had to go. It was bad. Like, the division's so winnable. If you can't get 8 wins and, you know, beat the Panthers twice, like, one of these, you have to win one of these games, beat the Dolphins or beat the Jets, like, you got to go. Like, that's just how it is. And Raheem Morris was fired in week 13 after we lost to Seattle. We were 4-9 out of the playoffs. Yes, we lost we won the last four, and he may or may have not have stayed. It didn't make sense. Like, it didn't make sense. Winning those four games does not matter. Obviously, if we had our first round pick, people would probably be a little upset, but we don't. So I was cool with winning the last four. Or the second round pick, yes, if it's an earlier second round pick, it's a lot better, but it's to the Rams, so who really cares? It was warranted. And where did this team go wrong? It was hiring Raheem Morris. If you wanted the guy with head coaching experience in that cycle, you should have gone after Harbaugh. You should have gone after Ben Johnson. Like, I remember when he got hired, I said, this is not a good hiring. What did he prove in LA? And we got to realize at some point, when are we going to sit down and say, there really hasn't been anybody? Well, never mind. This is bad. But has there been people from the McVay tree who have been good? Kevin O'Connell's been amazing, so I guess I can't say that, but Raheem was awful. It didn't make sense. It never made sense to hire a defensive mind, and then also to sign Kirk Cousins in a draft pick didn't make sense. You had to go one or the other. I said at the time, if you went one or the other, you should have gone like a Jameis Winston as a backup who wasn't a huge long-term commitment, obviously, because Kirk had that Achilles, and let those guys battle up. But you should have just had Kirk. Kirk would have been the answer. Penix was never the answer. I still don't believe he's the answer in Atlanta. Obviously, people seem to love Penix. I don't think he's it. I think in a couple of years, what you're going to realize is, okay, this is a win-now roster, and we still have a lot of salary cap because we're not having a huge commitment to the quarterback if we cut Kirk Cousins. And yes, I think we should cut Kirk Cousins. I can get his contract later. That you're going to see a good guy come in, and you may see a guy like, you know, Malik Willis or Mac Jones, something like that, who revives their career. And I think you're going to see at some point, I think Zach Wilson's going to get a legit shot. And I think he's going to revive his career. I've always liked Zach Wilson's release. I like how he is in the pocket. I think he got screwed in New York, and every guy gets screwed in New York. I think he gets another chance. I still thought, I forgot he was in Miami, but I still thought he could have played this weekend for Denver, but obviously he's not on the roster. So that's what went wrong. What kind of else went wrong? It's shady to me. It's always shady to me when a guy gets hurt and you don't say that. That's the second time this happened in this organization where Darnell Mooney broke his collarbone and he played on a broken collarbone this year. And then you hit the Bijan Robinson a couple years ago. So that's just a bad, like, situation, and that's just a bad organizational move. Where did Fontenot go wrong? He didn't really draft great in his time in Atlanta. Like, he missed on Pitts, and that's a loaded class. That was a loaded class. He completely missed on Pitts. Did Pitts have a good year? Yes. It was not a good pick then. And Richie Grant was a miss. Jalen Mayfield was awful. Drew Dowman was a hit, but he's gone. So who really cares? We didn't capitalize him. Tyquan Graham's been all right, but he doesn't work anything. And you hit on Drake London. You picked the first receiver in a loaded draft class at pick 8. You should not miss on these picks. Like, you should not miss on pick 8. And when you say, oh, well, he drafted Bijan, if you draft a running back in the first round and you miss on a running back in the first round, if you're at 32 or if you're at 1, or honestly, if you miss on a running back in the second round, you should be fired. That's my opinion. You should never miss on a running back. And I love Bijan. I think Bijan was the right pick. I think he's great in Atlanta. but he where else did he pick well? Like he traded away our first round pick this year, traded away our second last year, and he took James Pierce Jr. and Xavier Watson, a win now move, and you didn't win now. I still think that's a good trade. Like we're gonna look back on this trade and be like, okay, we got 10.5 sacks and 5 picks off it. That's a great trade. But how it was a win now move, and he didn't win now. It's time for him to go. Because what is Fontenot going to do this year? He's going to waste all of our picks again and trade. I think we have 4 picks this year. Like whoever we sign, it's not going to be an easy job to go into. Stefanski hasn't had. He had Mason Graham this year, and he didn't develop him. But we won't talk about Stefanski. But Fontenot had to go. And again, looking back at the picks, he completely missed on Agbekebe, and he moved up. Troy Anderson was an awful pick. Banking his future on Ritter was awful. Algier was a great pick. Like, that's a great pick, but he's gone. I don't even play him for 6-round picks. Bijan's a good pick. I guess Bergeron's been a good pick. Zach Harrison, it's not been great. He's always, I feel like he's on the field half the time, and Clark Phillips isn't that good. DeMarco Holmes is always hurt. Penix was a miss. Rook, I think, was a swing and a miss. I think Brandon Doris was a great pick, obviously, in the fourth. Braylon Trice, he's been hurt, so that's tough. But other than that, like, and then this year they had those 3 picks, which were great picks. But Fontenot never saved his job, banking all of his money on the Falcons' future for Kirk Cousins. And then I don't – like, looking at how this Kirk Cousins' contract is structured, they did a restructure. So this year it's like $2 million or going against the cap. Right now it says Kirk Cousins' contract hit is 24. You cut him post-June. You basically stretch it out to where you pay – I believe it's either 22 or $10 million this year, and next year's like 22. I don't know. It's weird. But it's not right. Like, this contract by Kirk is not structured, because it should have been like the Geno Smith contract. They can cut him right now and they save all their money. Like, why was Kirk not, after 2 years, you cut him and you save all their money? Like, what, why are we pushing back money? So we'll have some money to work with this offseason. I love Kirk. Like, I'd love Kirk to stay. In just my opinion, right now with the restructure, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense for Kirk to stay. There's already void years added. For some reason, we're paying Darnell Mooney $1.5 million in 2029, which I don't know why that's on the books. It's just been bad. It was a really dark time with a team that's a talented roster. I mean, what? Most sacks ever in franchise history. I thought the secondary did a good job. I thought the wide receiver 2 position was definitely a struggle this year with the team. I thought the offensive line was great. I thought Kyle Pitts' production was amazing. And to keep it short, yes, I think Kyle Pitts should get franchise tagged. I don't know why. He wouldn't stay. I think that makes the most sense, and I think it makes sense, and you can push a little bit money back. But also, if you franchise Kyle Pitts, you can work on a potential extension over the next 3 years. I think Pitts is worth 3 years. I wouldn't do anymore. I would not do anymore on Pitts. I think Darnell Mooney should stay. I think that's a guy who should stay. I think Caden Ellis needs to come back. He's not under contract. I think a Jesse Bates extension would make sense for a couple more years. I don't think David Onyemata should come back. I think he's getting old. I think the interior guys are playing really well, and I think it's time for them to go. I also think Zane Gonzalez should come back. I think Kadarius Hodge isn't worth the $3 million, but that just depends on the roster. I think Clark Phillips, eat the $200,000, cut him for 3.6. I think Bergeron will stay. I think maybe Charlie Warner stays. I think that's a coaching staff decision, but I thought Warner was really nice. Ryan Neuzel was a great extension, though, by Fontenot. It just came down to picking Raheem Morris, and we can go back to that 2023 NFL coaching cycle. Let's see if I can find a quick article. Ooh, this was... No, was he 2024? And this coaching cycle is crazy, and I got to talk about this at some point. Okay, so... Let's see. Who was there, right? You hired Raheem Morris, and Raheem Morris brought over Jimmy Lake and Zach Robinson. Jimmy Lake was a failure. He was awful. He was out after a year. And Zach Robinson, I think, was 30th in third down production, which is awful. Like, Zach Robinson's gone, and I'm recording this Wednesday, January 1st at 21st at 3:30. So Zach Robinson is apparently taking the – he is taking the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense coordinator job. Dave Canales was a good hire. I mean, he just led his team to the playoffs with a very underwhelming roster. So that's – something to note as well. Ryan Nielsen left. And I really loved Ryan Nielsen that year he left. So Antonio Pierce-Sark, letting Harbaugh walk out of the building, I think, was a swing and a miss. Because you could have told Harbaugh, okay, we can sign Kirk for a 3-year deal, and then you can draft J.J. McCarthy and had who you had in college. I don't think Harbaugh wanted to do that personally, because I think if he wanted to do that, he would have taken the Atlanta job. But he didn't. right? He did not. So that's just something to know. Harbaugh left the building. And then Gerard Mayo was awful. Mike McDonald, that was a guy who is going to lead his team to a Super Bowl this weekend. And not hiring him. If you went defense and Raheem Morris was defense, it just didn't make sense. Brian Callahan wasn't good. Dan Quinn, there wasn't making sense. But just that cycle and just who you could have got, just it was awful. It was awful by ownership. And I'll stop talking about that era, and what it led to was drafting Penix and signing Raheem Morris. So that's what killed Fondo, because I think Fondo has some promise. I think he could get a job again in the future. But as of right now, it did not make sense. So we're at the 10-minute mark. Let's switch it over to what just happened. Kevin Stefanski hired as the Falcons head coach. I love it. I think it's awesome. I think it's great for the team. I think it's great for the culture. I think he's a winning coach. And I know you're going to say he's a winning coach. He's 11 games below 500. What did this guy have to work with in Cleveland? They made the worst trade in the history of the NFL, proceeded to give him $240 million. He didn't even have his first-round picks. He didn't even have his second-round pick 1 year. Like, how can this guy do it? You only will think Kevin Stefanski is a bad coach because of Shedeur Sanders. And Shedeur Sanders, I'm a Shedeur Sanders fan. People know that. If you know me, I like Shedeur Sanders. I think he got absolutely screwed by the NFL. He was awful this year. Like, he was so bad. Watching the games, he holds on to the ball too long. He makes awful reads. He looks so uncomfortable in the pocket. He just stands there. He's the measurables are there. And I think Shedeur Sanders would be good. I don't think Stefanski wanted. Obviously, he took Dylan Gabriel. Stefanski and Andrew Berry just was not a good match in Cleveland. It was not. It was awful. He's a two-time coach of the year. He led the Cleveland Browns to the playoffs. The Cleveland Browns to the playoffs. Twice. The last time the Cleveland Browns made the playoffs was 2002. The last time the Cleveland Browns won a playoff game before Kevin Stefanski was 1994. We haven't made the playoffs in 9 years, and Stefanski made the playoffs twice with the Browns. And this roster is ready to win now. And I think what's great is they're keeping Olber. That's awesome. And they just brought over Tommy Rees from Cleveland, which, how do I feel about it? I have no idea. I don't really care. Bring over your guy. Call the plays. Who cares? I don't know if it matters. Will he call the plays? Whatever. Okay, wait. I need to work on this collab. Rise up. Yeah. No, like, it does not make any sense. It's awful. It makes sense. Falcons focus. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, no. And again, if you haven't followed the Falcons page at Falcons Focus, highly recommend you do. Let me work on this real quick. Yeah, but no, great move. I think it's awesome. I think we're bringing a winning coach. And, you know, I love Matt Ryan. I love how Matt Ryan's in that front office. What experience does Matt Ryan have? Like, is this just like a make the fan base happy? Like, what does Matt Ryan bring? Like, actually, I love Matt Ryan. I think it's great. But what does he bring? Like, what does he have that, like, oh, we're bringing in Matt Ryan. Like, I guess he knows because he's an MVP. But has he ever been on the front office side? This is like bringing in Tom Brady to announce. Tom Brady was an awful announcer last year. Awful. He gets $300 million, and we just throw Matt Ryan in. Maybe it's a move to make, you know, people happy and say, okay, Matt Ryan's doing this. I don't know, because, like, what if Matt Ryan misses? And then in a couple years we fire him. Like, okay, well, we just fired the best player in franchise history. I don't know. I think that was to make the fan base happy. I mean, Matt Ryan's an MVP, so I'm a trust with him. I love Matt Ryan. I think he's great for the city. It's just like, it's a little interesting. Like, okay, we just brought this guy in, like, and then he just signs, like, Stefanski. I don't know. It's just my opinion. Something very interesting to note. Stefanski's a two-time coach of the year. He got screwed. Baker played on a torn labrum. If you ever torn your labrum, I partially tore it. It was awful pain. I don't know how he played on it. Didn't make sense. Got run out. Deshaun Watson trade. Not good. Stefanski's bringing over his guy. He's bringing over a Hall of Fame offensive line coach. We were known to have one of the best offensive line coaches in the league. We got an even better one in Bill Callahan. So I think the roster team's building out. You know, I think Jeff Ulbrich's probably going to keep some of his guys. It doesn't make sense to leave him. And I like how Matt Ryan and Kevin Stefanski and Ulbrich are working together as a team of coaches, as a staff, and doing this together. So I think it's great for Atlanta. I You know, it's a winning. It's gonna be a winning culture, and it's a coach who knows what he's doing. And if you wanted a guy with head coaching experience, this is one of the few guys to bring in who knows what he's doing. The media is gonna tell you it's not a good move. Baker Mayfield's gonna trash on him. I think Baker Mayfield's being a douchebag. I think he's playing victim. I think he's sad. He's out of the playoffs. He needs some attention. It's been talked about all day. I made a post about it. I had to. I love this Stefanski move to Atlanta. It makes complete sense. No one's really proved to me why Stefanski's a bad coach. He had an awful roster. He had no money to work with. He had no draft picks. Give the guy a break. He's coming to Atlanta. Atlanta had the franchise record in sacks last year. They still got all their guys who had their sacks on deals. Onyemata's going to go, but Ruka Koro should go. Braylon Trice may get on the field. You still got your secondary. You still got Bates. You still got Watts for 3 more years. You got Pierce and Walker for 4 more years. You re-signed Kay and Ellis. You got Diablo this year. Kay and Ellis can sign a 3-year deal. You got your anchor back. You signed a cornerback, too, alongside of A.J. Terrell. You got Billy Bowman in the slot if he comes off an Achilles well. That's a pretty good defense to me. Brandon Dolores had, what, 7.5 sacks before he got hurt, played 16 games this year. Jalen Walker had 5.5, great off the ball. He's excellent off the ball. If you watched him, if you watched some film, broke it down, he was great off the ball. James Pierce Jr., 10.5 sacks. He's going to bulk up, probably get even faster. He's going to get better. This guy's probably going to make it compared to Micah Parsons because he did get Micah Parsons comparison this year. Offensive line's going to stay intact. All those guys are under contract. Caleb McGarry is coming back, one of the best run blocking right tackles in the league. Obviously, Chris Lindstrom's an all-pro, second team all-pro this year. I thought Nuzel was great for his contract. I think, obviously, Drew Dowman's a pro bowler this year, and he's doing very well. He's back on the deal. Bergeron's got one more deal. So he's going to be in a prove-it year. So that's something to watch. Bergeron's in a prove-it year. He's in a make-or-break deal. Last year of his contract. He's got something to know. Obviously, some guys were upset about the offensive line coach getting fired. But he is 100% a guy to hone in on this year. Jake Matthews, he's reliable. It's Kirk's blind side. It's Penix's front side. It's McGrary being back. Well, nice. Elijah Wilkinson may get some money elsewhere. That just depends. I thought he was great. Solid as filling in. Wasn't the best. Had a couple of holding penalties. But it is what it is. Guys, Tyler Allgeier has to walk. I'm sorry. Like, Bijan's great. I love Bijan, but I think Allgeier, they said he's worth about $4 million. I think he's going to get more than that. Tyler Allgeier has openly stated he wants more carries. If you got Bijan, Bijan's in year 4 right now. Yeah. No. Bijan's going to be in year 3. I don't know. Whatever Bijan's in, I think he's in year 4. He's the guy. Like, you got to get him. Bijan's in his prime next year. He's going to be great on that offense. Allgeier has to go. I hate it. It just doesn't make sense to pay money for a guy when we have other positions like cornerback and wide receiver to fill that are more highly sought after positions and they're more expensive. So Allgeier, Tyler, thank you very much, but you got to go. And then receivers, Drake London, obviously fifth year option is picked up, or they're going to get picked up his fifth year option. I may be off of my numbers here. But he's going to get extension at some point. Not extending him would be probably the dumbest move the franchise made. So he should be back. It's just who's going to be outside of him. I think if Mooney's healthy and Kirk's the quarterback, he'll be great. But Mooney's a guy to watch. He may get cut. Who knows? We need a wide receiver 3, like, bad. I think a receiver gets taken in the draft. Wide receiver corner would be my target this offseason. Quarterback, we'll see how that goes. I think Penix is still going to be the week one starter if he's on track. I think Kirk may take a pay cut and stay if we promise him playing time. That's something to note. But, again, I love the Stefanski move. Raheem and Fontenot deserve to get fired. If you got any problems, questions, want to make fun of the podcast, DM me. I don't really care. But it's something to know. I think it's great. I think Stefanski's a good coach. I think he's bringing a winning culture. He's not an extroverted guy. Like, you're not going to see Stefanski, like, showing off in interviews and, you know, saying all this, like, hype stuff and yelling at the camera. I don't care, dude. Just go and win games. Like, just, yeah, I love it. Locked in, win games. Don't even answer Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield's 2-4 against the Falcons. He was 6-2 and needed 9 wins to win the division and couldn't even win 3 games out of 9 games in an easy division and easy schedule. So Baker Mayfield can talk all he want, and he blew a lead to the Falcons. He looked awful. He's going to come out and say he's hurt, I bet, but that dude's a douchebag. He's been chasing clout ever since college. So that's what I got. If you listened this far, thank you very much. Love the moves that were made this offseason. I think it's great. I think it's a promising future. It gives the fan base promise. Obviously, the goal next year is to make the playoffs, but we'll see. Tough schedule next year. Very tough schedule if you look at it. And we got an international game again. Don't get me started on the international games, but it is what it is. Ravens at home, 49ers at home. I'm most likely going to those. That'll be hype. I'm going to try to get a media pass. If I get a media pass, that'll be awesome. But I'll stop talking to the microphone, and I'll let you go. Thank you very much for listening to this episode of Bach Fantasy Talk. If you have not followed us at Bach Fantasy Talk or Falcons Focus, highly recommend you do. Like always, I'm your favorite host, Bach, and we will see you next time.